Thank you both so much for taking that long drive to meet us here for Galesburg Live.
It's our pleasure. We're happy to be here today.
Yeah. Hard to believe the Scenic Drive is already here.
Oh, I know. It seems like it was just back in February, and now it's next week.
My gosh. How long have you both been involved with the...
We've been involved
in the leadership
consistently for the last 8 years.
Okay.
We were off and on as vendors before that, but we've been an active part for about 8 years now.
Yeah. I've been the president for 6 years, and then we were just members before that.
I see. And you were just on WGIL recently.
Right.
To talk about the Spoon River.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, so, well, again, thank you for being on Galesburg Live.
Thanks for inviting us.
Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive Fall Festival. Tell us, for people who are not sure, I mean, we're familiar with the Knox County, I know, up here in Galesburg, but maybe there's some folks who are not familiar with the Spoon River side.
Well, and a lot of people actually think we're connected
as all one.
Is all the same river.
Right, right.
And we do tag each other's time frame.
Yeah.
But the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive Fall Festival incorporates the entire county of Fulton.
Yeah.
And we have 21 locations in that Fulton County that we have areas that we support as the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive Association.
Okay. And those 21 stops go from London Mills to...
Astoria, Vermont, Ipava, down in that region.
Yeah.
Goes Farmington... Goes Canton, goes Cuba. I mean, we get them all. Smithfield, Bernadotte. You know, a lot of people say, Bernadotte, where is Bernadotte? Well, you go there. You won't forget it.
You really won't, will you?
No. Or even little Duncan Mills that runs right along Route 24 at the intersection of 136. Duncan Mills is the quaintest little spot.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so... It didn't start out with that many, of course, right?
No, it did not. And it started out with some areas that are no longer a part of it. Babylon Bend, Blountsville. The first time I went to Blountsville was mowed into the field landslide there. And I really didn't have a clue what I was going on. I was a new bride, and you know, but that was 44 years ago when I was that new bride.
Any new stops on the that you've added over the last few years? What are the newest places that you've added?
Well, Farmington West did a changeover, the area rep changed, so that will be a different site now.
Yeah.
And hopefully it'll be better, you know, as it goes on.
Yeah, Farmington's went through some changes here.
They haven't.
And we're going to talk about that coming up later on in there, because I think it's caused a little bit of confusion there, maybe, for some folks, or just wondering what's going on.
It has probably the biggest confusion is trying to get a hold of the area rep when everything's changed and they're not sure who they're talking to.
Right.
But as far as the newest spots, it would probably be the Lewiston area, because there are two new wineries.
Oh, yes.
That lead you down to the apple orchard. The apple orchard's been a part of the Spoon River Drive for 27 to 30 years.
Yes.
But the wineries haven't been. And the apple orchard itself also sells wine. So you have three locations down the way that you can get some really good wine.
That's
Don't
right.
Forget Native Trails.
Well, I said Native Trails, Big Horse
and
Winery.
Big Horse Winery.
And Orchard Hill Apple Orchard.
Absolutely. And a great resource to get all this information is at spoonriverdrive.org. That's your website.
That's correct.
But you can also pick up those official program books at the local Farm Kings.
That's right. Galesburg, Monmouth, Canton, and Macomb all have our program books, and the program books are $2. They've been $2 forever.
Yeah.
And it says donation because no sales tax is collected on them.
Yeah.
They also have our annual cookbook. We have done an annual cookbook every year.
I'll be darned.
And the Farm Kings have offered to also have our cookbooks for sale. And the Apple Orchard down by Dixon Mounds has our program books and cookbooks.
Okay.
As well as several businesses in Astoria, Clyde's, Fast Stop, Hamblin's, the Dairy Dipper, and the local banks, they all have our program books already.
That's right. And on that program book, we want to get this out several times today. It's got that official seal of the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive Fall Festival.
Right.
Yes,
and
does.
The part we want to get across to folks, when you go out on the Spoon River Drive, you want to look for those stops. Make sure you stop by those stops that have that official sign and the vendors that have that official signage, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And because there's been a little bit of confusion about, you know, anybody can set up a stand anywhere, right? But these folks who have the signage,
they've subscribed to us, and we, you know, therefore benefit with that. Yeah. And when I say benefit, we spend a lot of money in advertising.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. We spend over $12,000 for porta pots. And I know that sounds bizarre.
Sure.
But that's where the money goes.
Yeah. That money of supported by the vendors.
That's right.
Of them being a part of an official stop on the scenic drive, official part of the drive, that helps make sure this thing continues, right?
Right.
It is. A regular vendor pays $50 to be a part of the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive.
Yeah.
And a food vendor, if they live in Fulton County, pay $50.
Okay.
But we have a lot of food vendors that come from areas, even other states, and they pay $100 just to be a part of us. And that's not including their space rental fee. And that's why we encourage visitors to shop at those vendors. Our signs are white, and they're 11 by 14, so they're a good-sized sign. But they're white with our big red logo, and they say contributor on it. And those vendors have paid to be an official part of us. So that's who we encourage you to shop with.
Again, thank you both for coming up here to Galesburg and spend some time with us on Galesburg Live.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
You seem very passionate about the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive Fall Festival.
Oh, sure. We love it. It gets in your heart, and you can't let go.
Yeah. Where are you folks from?
Astoria.
That's a long drive down there.
Yeah. It is, but, you know.
How long have you been married?
We've been married. It'll be 44 years in November.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
My gosh. Have you always been around Astoria? Or
no.
No?
I actually was born and raised in Canton.
Okay.
And then Robin was at several places, Havana, Peoria, and different places.
Everywhere.
Their family moved around.
Sure, sure. And, yeah.
But we've been in Astoria since 1981.
Oh, since 81, okay.
Our family
we are from Astoria.
Yeah.
Our family was getting bigger, and we had a small house, and my grandmother's house became available to us, so we moved to Astoria.
Oh, nice. Do you bring the rest of your family involved in the scenic drive planning and all that?
Not in the planning. No. They have been part of us as far as vendors, but now their interests have gone elsewhere. Our daughter and son-in-law are runners, and once they got involved with running, it seems like invariably there are races to be run on Saturday. And as a matter of fact, this year, our daughter is running her first Ironman second weekend of Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive in Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, now Ironman is the running, biking, and swimming, right?
Yes.
Not in that order. Swimming, biking, and then running, right?
Swimming, biking, running, yes.
Yeah. Ugh. I'm getting tired just thinking about that.
My running amounts to going to the kitchen, I can tell you.
But our son is involved in farming, and they did grow pumpkins a couple of years.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
How did you get involved in the scenic drive part of it for you two?
I have been a crafter forever. And so we were vendors back when our family was very young.
Sure.
And then tried it even a couple of times after our family grew. And then living in Astoria, the area representative in Astoria was getting ready to retire, and she came to me and asked if I would take over Astoria. So I was the area rep first.
Oh.
And then Jody started going to the meetings with me, and then we burrowed ourselves in.
Become officers, yeah.
Sure. And what kind of craft things did you make? What were the things that you were involved with?
I am a big crocheter. Crocheting is my therapy.
Yeah.
And it's cheaper in the long run for me to crochet, even buying my yarn, than to pay speeding tickets. You have to have an outlet for that stuff that you're crocheting like
that's
crazy.
That's right. So. My wife is the same way. She loves it. She's, did you do any craft, Jody? Are you crafty? Are you?
I never did try so much on the drive particularly, no.
No.
He likes to eat his way along
the drive. I was about to say, what's your favorite part of this?
Yeah, eat your way through the drive, absolutely. That's
right. So what's your go-to scenic drive food, Jody?
I like the chicken gizzards.
Wow, you went a different direction than I thought. I thought you were going to say fried Snickers or something. You went right to gizzards.
Yeah.
Caramel apples.
Caramel apples. Onion rings.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's plenty of all that.
All the good power food.
They got plenty of that on the scene.
Absolutely.
We don't schedule a doctor visit shortly after the drive for any lab work.
I love it. I love it.
Get that cholesterol down. You know?
Yeah. Do you have an idea of how many food vendors there are in the Spoon River? I mean, there's got to be hundreds, right?
Oh yes, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, you know, you have your go-tos.
Yeah.
Like Smithfield, the Red Brick School. Those ladies work for weeks making homemade noodles, homemade apple dumplings, and they put out a lunch that is just, you know.
And I know you're a representative of the whole Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive Fall Festival, but do you have a favorite place that is kind of special in your heart? That you just like, you just kind of have a...
You don't want to alienate anybody either.
No, you don't want to do that. No. But
my favorite go-to is probably the Apple Orchard. And I go there even if it's not Spoon River Drive time.
Yeah.
But the Apple Orchard definitely has a special place in my heart.
Yeah. It is a pleasure to have you both here on Galesburg Live this morning.
It's our pleasure as well.
It's a busy time for you.
Yes.
It is.
When do you start working on this, folks?
The day after the drive ends,
yes.
Honestly.
Yeah. Well, probably signing up folks to be a part of
revising
right?
forms.
Ah.
We have our board meeting in November. You know, what worked, what didn't work.
Yeah.
What do we try for next year?
Sure. How big's your board?
Our board is seven members.
Seven members from all over Fulton County?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Anyone who's a part of our association.
Yes.
Is eligible to be a board member.
Oh, great. A lot of long-term members, I would think.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. How many members do you have of the association?
What, 50?
Probably 45 to 50.
Okay. Can anyone join the association?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. There's no dues. We don't do that.
Yeah.
You just come, show your interest in the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive, be willing to work, and... Yeah. You're a member.
And bring a good appetite because the ladies always have plenty to eat after the meeting.
how often do you meet?
We meet the third Wednesday of every month, starting in February, and our last monthly meeting is October, and then we have an annual dinner in November.
Oh, gotcha. Do you meet down in Astoria?
We meet at the Smithfield Red Brick School.
Oh, you do?
We're in the basement of it, yeah.
How cool is that?
It is.
That's so neat. So if someone would like to get involved... They just come. Oh, yeah. Just show up.
Just come.
Oh, well,
we never say, no, we don't need you. Go away.
Yeah.
No, we'll take anyone who wants to be a part of us.
We're always looking for constructive ideas. I mean, you know, that's how you grow.
That's right. That's right. And that's your whole goal is to continue to grow this thing.
That's right. Right. That's right.
We were talking off the air that, you know, I've noticed over the years since I grew up in the middle of down in McQuan, I grew up in the middle of the Scenic Drive, and I've seen it kind of, you know, ebb and flow over the years. There's this big interest in maybe a few years it's not. And of course, you've been through those highs and lows,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, it all seems like it depends on your age.
Sure.
You know, when you're 18 years old to maybe 25, you're too busy. You don't want any part of that. You're going to go elsewhere. And then you get in your late 20s, early 30s, and... You're looking for some things to decorate your home or cookbook, or you want to go with your husband just to spend the day, take the kids somewhere. Then you kind of get that interest build up. And then as you get older, you get a whole new appreciation of it. Nature's beauty. And October is the most fabulous time to be out to truly catch nature's beauty. Now, yes, it can still be warm. But it can also turn pretty chilly.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, Robin Cost is the Fall Festival Chair, and her husband Jody is the president of the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive Fall Festival Association. Right. And Jody brought up that weather is a huge, and we know weather's a huge factor for the success and
the not so successful
scenic drives.
Yeah, it does affect it because a lot of folks wait till maybe just a few days ahead to sign up. And if they say it's going to rain, well, you know, I'm not going to set up in the rain.
Yeah.
You know, so that does affect it some.
Yeah.
Now, you have diehard visitors that don't care if it's pouring down rain.
They're going to show
up. They're going to chomp through the mud, and they're going to be there.
I will tell you an inside secret. We both bought new raincoats. The theory is, you know, like a snow shovel, if you buy a new snow shovel, it doesn't snow.
Never gonna
snow. So we bought two raincoats, so we're hoping that works to not have any rain.
Well, it's going to rain all this weekend. Let's get it out of
the right
system. We can just get downpours all weekend long. It doesn't bother me at all.
That's right.
I just don't want any rain after Wednesday next week.
That's right. Now, on the other side of that, too, we've had some pretty hot scenic drives, too.
Oh, yes, yeah. We have. Yes, we have.
Oh, you get up in the 90s, even.
It happens, yeah.
My gosh.
I remember one scenic drive weekend in probably early 90s that it was a warm day Saturday, and we had had good traffic. I was set up down at the Apple Orchard down by Dixon Mounds as a vendor, and by afternoon, you saw the clouds coming in and that wind kicked in. And by Saturday night, we had rain. And Sunday, it was cold and it stayed cold the rest of the scenic drive.
Yeah.
You just, there's no banking on what's going to be the weather.
That's right. So prepare for anything, right?
Absolutely.
Jody?
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right. I've seen snow.
Yes.
Yeah.
A scenic drive. I mean, like I said, I grew up in Maquon and we used to do apple dumplings for our church. And I remember snow coming down on the scenic drive as well. My gosh. We've got Robin and Jody Cost from the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive Fall Festival. The next two weekends, starting next weekend. And we want to talk about some of the stops on the Spoon River Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive Fall Festival. I want to make sure and get that correct.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many wonderful places that people may not think about. They all know London Mills and Farmington. In fact, our friends from London Mills are coming in on our next hour to talk about all the great things going on in London Mills.
London Mills is a great spot.
It's a great spot. It's always been one of the big spots.
Yes.
And Farmington has always been, well, it grew to be an enormous site.
It did. For Farmington not being a part of the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive in the beginning.
Yes.
Farmington has embedded themselves, and people love that whole Route 116 corridor.
Yes.
If they start in Farmington coming from the Peoria area, they start at Farmington Reed Park. They go to Farmington West. Now, Farmington Reed Park has all handcrafts.
Yes.
And food. It's a great spot. And that park is always busy.
Yes.
You go to Farmington West, and Farmington West has everything.
Mm.
They have antiques. They have flea market. They have food. They have crafts. You can find it.
Yeah.
Then you go on down Route 116 to London Mills, and yes, you're probably going to wait to get in there, but it is so worth the wait.
Absolutely.
And they have their park filled with vendors and the entire town.
Yeah.
And there's one way in and one way out. Unless you know the back roads, which I don't.
Well, I grew up around there, so I did know the back roads, but I'll let you know. Everybody figured it out.
Yeah.
Well, but I haven't.
We thought we could sneak in there forever, but then it was one year I went, oh my gosh, there's my secret. It's all gone. So we know that there's been some things going on with Farmington. And is there anything that you want to make sure that people know
in Farmington? There are new area representatives at Farmington West.
Yes.
This year it will be Susan and Brian Platt. And actually, it's actually going to be Brian and his brother-in-law that you will see there.
Yeah.
Because Susie herself has Ellisville Hilltop Shop.
That's right.
So Susie is going to be at Hilltop Shop.
Oh, boy.
And Brian's going to be at Farmington West.
Yeah.
For several years, it was Sherry Verardo. And the visitors and the vendors love Sherry.
Well, we have our friends Robin Cost. She is the Fall Festival Chair for the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive Fall Festival. Her husband, Jody Cost, is the President of the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive Fall Festival Association. And let's talk about some of the other stops. We mentioned London Mills and Farmington, the big stops. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Smithfield.
Smithfield.
Yeah.
Smithfield has the Red Brick School.
Oh.
And the school is old enough that it's in the National Historic Register.
Yeah.
Bill Swango does wood carving. And I don't know that Bill is able to do it now. Bill is getting in his early 90s.
Sure.
But he has a room that if you have some time during the fall festival that you can go in, the work the man does is just amazing.
Wonderful.
Down in the basement, though, Those ladies have worked for weeks making homemade noodles. They've cooked chicken after chicken after chicken. And then their apple dumplings. Yes. And they have it down. You know, that they each have their own little station. They know how much dough it's going to take for each one. They all come in with their own rolling pins. and they work and work. And then they serve homemade chicken and noodles, mashed potatoes. I believe it's green beans, a salad. And then they have apple dumplings for dessert.
Thank you again so much for being a part of Galesburg Live this
morning.
Thank
you for having
us. It's exciting to have you here to talk about the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive Fall Festival. And in our last few minutes, we want to talk about some of the other stops, and we wanted to make our way along the Scenic Drive. Where are we stopping next, Robin?
Okay, next we're going to stop in Bernadotte.
Uh-huh.
Bernadotte is right on the Spoon River.
Yeah.
It has the only dam on the Spoon River. Yeah. And just not too far from Bernadotte is Camp Ellis. Mm. And Camp Ellis, the older folks really know, was a prisoner of war camp for World War II.
I'll be darned. I did not know
and
that.
And the dam was actually built in 1943 to supply water to Camp Ellis. To Camp Ellis.
Oh, my gosh. I did not realize that.
Yeah.
Boy. And lots of history there.
There is. And Bernadotte is another one of those communities that you drive in, but in opposite of London Mills, you're going to come back out the same road that you've driven in on.
Yeah.
So it can cause quite a traffic jam down there, too. But well worth the wait.
Oh, yeah.
And there are onion rings, kettle corn, the Ipava Masonic Lodge.
Great breakfast.
Serves a
I try to hit that.
And chili and pies.
Oh, nice.
You know, and they're right at the pavilion in Bernadotte Park.
Yeah, right. And, you know, they've done this long enough that they've got the traffic control and parking all down to
most
a science.
Definitely.
Just
most
really
definitely.
Most places. But I would think some place like Bernadotte, that where you do have that one way in, one way out, they've got that down pretty well.
Yeah.
So they're going to take care of you.
And you can still see the old bridge. It is in distress right now, and they've had some fundraising going on to earn funds so that they can at least repair it and have it, you know, as a landmark.
That's right. Where are we going next, Jody? So we got the Bernadotte. Where are we going?
Robin,
you wanted to go to...
I want to go to Lewiston and Marigold Meadows.
Let's talk about that.
That'd
Lewiston
be a good
and
one.
Marigold Meadows.
Okay. Marigold Meadows is a working farm, a horse working farm.
Oh.
And a lot of people don't know about Marigold Meadows because it's kind of off the beaten path. But if you come into Lewiston from the west, you go through Lewiston on Main Street, and right where the high school is, you will see plenty of signage, but you'll turn right. And you'll wind back around, and they have a cabin that they bake pies in. Their pies they make all 4 days of the Spoon River Drive, October 5th, 6th, 12th, and 13th.
Yeah.
And they bake them in that cabin, and then they cut them and serve them for $1 a slice.
Oh, my gosh.
And
wow.
Any kind you can imagine will be made that day.
Oh, my gosh.
You will see the horses working the fields. Oh. There's a blacksmith that you will see working. Linda Reese comes, and she makes homemade lye soap. She does weaving and weaves shawls.
My gosh. It seems like it's a hidden secret.
It is.
Down there.
I never
heard of that place down there. Yeah. And
you'll
how long have they been a part of the drive?
They've been a part, an official part of the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive for probably at least 10 years.
Oh, my gosh.
They've been there as long as we've been with it.
Yes.
But beyond that, Art and Marcia Jones own the property.
Yeah.
Bob Peterson is, he's in the South Fulton Tractor Club, and he gets involved with the blacksmith and... And his wife is Linda, who does the weaving and the soap making. And
sounds like an amazing stop.
It is. And Martin, Art and Marcia's kids are grown now, but their daughters-in-laws get right in there. They're the pie bakers. Mm.
There's lots going on down by Lewiston, too.
Not only
that, then you go to, you've got the two new wineries down there on your way to the apple orchard
we talked about
earlier.
Native Trails Winery is the first winery that you're going to come to.
Yeah.
And he will have crafters there as well,
along
with his wines.
Sure.
And then you have Big Horse Winery.
Beautiful place.
It is very beautiful. And then on down the road is Orchard Hill Farms.
Yeah.
Wes and Stephanie Crothers purchased the apple orchard 4 years ago, I believe it is.
Yeah.
And they have added wine there as well. They have a new cupcake that they have developed this year, and it's a butter pecan cupcake that they are very proud of.
Jody, we got to make our way down there.
Absolutely.
There's no question about it.
There's a corn maze. So,
oh, my gosh. Yeah. They've got quite a little place down
there. They do. And they've added quite a large playground for the kids to make it a family fun stop. A lot of stops aren't so much kid-friendly, where the kids can just get out and blow off steam. Yeah. The apple orchard is one of those locations that they can.
The corn maze.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
And they have apple dumplings and vegetables.
Yeah. Wow. Jody and Robin Kost are here from Astoria to talk to us about the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive Fall Festival. And there's so many wonderful stops. We're in Lewiston. Where are we going now, Robin?
We're going up to Canton.
Oh, Canton's still a part of the Scenic
Drive. Canton is definitely a part of it.
Absolutely.
Yes. Canton has Jones Park down right down in the center of the downtown area.
Yeah.
Amanda Woodruff is the area rep down there. She will have live music. She has vendors of anything you can imagine. Handcrafts. There are some direct sales. She has food vendors as well.
Yeah.
Bash Brothers Barbecue is really good.
Was that a popular one
it
there?
Is.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, ooh.
And then once you leave the downtown area, as you're heading towards Farmington on Route 78, you will have Ingersoll Manor. And it's an old manor house that they have the rooms filled with vendors for the Spoon River Drive, as well as some outside vendors.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize Canton was such a big stop.
Oh, yes. Very definitely.
Okay, yeah.
Very
it's
definitely.
Been growing real steadily.
Yeah. So where else are we going now? After Canton, where do we go?
Well, if we backtrack.
Yeah, let's backtrack. You got it.
We can go to Duncan Mills. Duncan Mills.
We got the whole weekend. We can do it.
All right.
Oh, Duncan Mills.
Duncan
yes.
Mills.
Oh, boy,
Duncan Mills is on Route 24 and the intersection of Route 136. It is very quaint down there. It runs right along. The Spoon River runs right along the park there.
Yeah.
They have two buildings that's their bakery, and they have pies, they have cakes, they have breads, they have cookies.
Oh, boy.
Their vendors are all handcraft vendors or vegetables. Mm. There's a lady there that makes soaps, and I purchased some soap from her a couple of years ago, and I kind of smelled it, and she said, "Could you smell much?" And I said, "No," and she said, "That's because that is Hunter's soap." And she has individuals that come to her and purchase that soap that are vendors so that gets their scent off of them and the animals can't detect it.
Of course.
Wow. Never would have thought of that.
Never. And that's at Duncan Mills.
At Duncan Mills,
Duncan
yes.
Duncan Mills.
Jim and Lisa Tunney.
I'll be darned. Well, Robin and Jody Kost are talking to us about the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive Fall Festival. A reminder to go to spoonriverdrive.org. You can find all sorts of stuff. Make sure and pick up your program book at the local Farm Kings, also available at the orchard down in Lewiston, right?
Down in Lewiston.
And of course, the book is beautiful. You guys work very hard to put that together.
Our chairperson of our book is Cindy Arnett.
Oh.
She lives just outside of Lewiston. She's on the Fulton County Board, and she's also our recording secretary, but she just does a fabulous job with our
book. Wow, she does. It's beautiful. It's worth getting to make sure that you get to all the stops. I wish we had time to talk about all of the different places, but you can find out information in the program book and, of course, on the website as well. I want to take our last – we got a couple more minutes left, and I want to talk to you about – first of all, how long do you think you're going to be involved with the how much longer do you think you guys are going to be involved with the Scenic Drive there?
Well, I definitely have one more year on my term.
Okay.
And Jody's term as president is up in October, but he is on the ballot. So he's hoping to be reelected, and our terms are two-year terms.
Okay, great. So at least 2 years if you get reelected, right?
And I'm not ready to give up on it anytime soon.
You're not. It's too much a part of your family and part of your life. And
this is the 52nd year, and we are so proud to be a part of it.
Yeah.
One thing I forgot to mention.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
We run a photo contest each year.
Oh, that's right.
And that's where we get a lot of the photos for our program book, for our brochures.
Oh.
And we encourage anyone who is on the drive to take pictures. And our program book gives the details for our photo contest. You send them in, and then we have a panel that judges the photos, and they win cash money. Plus, all their photos are throughout the book with their little tagline of who they are.
Ah, wonderful. Get some pretty great photos, I'll bet.
We do.
Oh,
we
my
do.
Gosh.
And then we also have an annual cookbook.
Yes.
And our cookbook this year is $7, and there are 253 recipes, I believe.
Mm.
And then we also have a quilt. We have an annual quilt raffle each year. And our quilt this year, we purchased from a lady up in Smithshire, I believe it was.
Sure.
And she was an Amish lady. So it is a queen-size, hand-quilted quilt.
Wonderful.
And the tickets are $1 a piece or 6 for $5.
Oh, that's wonderful. Again, pick up your program book at the local Farm Kings. Pick them up at the Apple Orchard down in Lewiston.
Right.
And be sure to go to spoonriverdrive.org. for all the details. Thank you for all your hard work, and thanks for coming up and seeing us, and good luck on the next two weekends.
Thank you
and
very
I would
much.
Like to say you complimented us on our books, and thank we got a lot of good people to help put this together. Yes, we're in the limelight today, but there's a heck of a lot of good people behind us that helps pull it together, and it's certainly not a one-person show.
Or a seven-people show.
You know, that's a good point.
It takes all of us.
It really does.
Hundreds of volunteers, I'm sure.
Yes.
Right.